Joining us on the line right now is someone you hear every day here on WPHM, immediately following this program, and that is the one and only Hugh Hewitt. Hugh, good morning.
Caleb, thank you for having me. I just heard your weather forecast. That sounds like a beautiful day on the blue water. 74 and a light breeze. My gosh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need more of them because it's been a rainy one here. Very rainy spring here in Michigan. A lot of farmers struggling because they can't get the crops in the ground. The rain will wash out the seeds.
All I remember about Michigan, Caleb, from my years there in 80 to 83 at the law school, is that it rained every day. And when it didn't rain, it snowed. And, you know, I don't remember anything except rain and snow. So I'm glad to hear the sun broke through after 30 years.
Well, it's always a little cloudy in Ann Arbor, you know. It's for multiple reasons here. Hugh Hewitt, host Hugh Hewitt Show, is on 10 to noon on WPHM. And, man, there's just no shortage of things to talk about. I mean, doing a national syndicated talk radio show, there's so many things to talk about. I'm sure you just can't get to them all.
No, you really can't. I get up in the morning, and people will hear, if they stay tuned to Blue Water Radio, they'll hear me talking about the Mexico-U.S. deal that President Trump says is a big deal. A lot of the members of the media say he's lying, and I believe the president, and I checked it out over the last 2 days. I'll be talking about that a lot. I hope to get Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on with me to talk about judges, because up in Michigan, you got two Democratic senators, so it's very tough to get a district court judge approved, but the Sixth Circuit's filled up. Hope to talk to Senator Tom Cotton about the president's deal. And then about John James, because I love John James. Right? Yeah. Even though he's a Michigan grad, he practically had a cot in my studio the last cycle as we were willing him to get close to Senator Stabenow. And I think he can beat Peters. I really do. I think the second time around you get better. People know who you are. He raises more money. He got very close last time. And this time the president's on the ballot.
Well, yeah, and this came around, I think Friday is when the news broke. During this morning show is when we heard about John James' announcement. I don't think anyone was too surprised about it, because he had a successful run up against Debbie Stabenow here this last go-around. Actually fared very well in his hometown of Detroit, and going to take on incumbent Senator Gary Peters here. I think his one challenge, though, Hugh, is that, you know, Peters is very careful, and as far as Democrats go, I think he's quite moderate. So it'd be hard to paint Peters as too extreme. Now, do you kind of get what I'm saying, I guess?
I do. John James has got a wonderful way about him, about talking about the upside, not the downside of people. And his website's johnjamesforsenate.com. If people wonder, what I think is going to happen with this race is it's a national race. It's all about Donald Trump. And I expect Senator Leader McConnell will say the Democrats have gone full socialist. And so it's pretty hard to be a moderate Democrat when your leader is Chuck Schumer. Pretty hard to be a moderate Democrat in the House when your speaker is Nancy Pelosi, even if you are presenting yourself as moderate. And Debbie Stabenow has gotten away with that for years. I think John James needs to nationalize the race. I think he needs to call on not just his hometown of Detroit, but everyone from the UP down to the Sandusky border to come out and make a change for Michigan so that they have a seat at the table. Right now, Michigan's cut out everything. They don't have much play. I'm inside the Beltway. They just don't count for much because they're not getting the Senate back. The Republicans have 53 to 47. They're going to pick up the Alabama seat for sure. They're competitive in a couple others. They got a tough race on their hands in Colorado. I'm very clear-eyed about it. But John James flips the switch. If he wins, that's over. And Trump gets his majority for the second term.
That would certainly be interesting here. Kind of speaking about how in play Michigan is currently. I know Ronna Romney McDaniel was in town, I believe, yesterday in Detroit, gave a speech and was talking about how important the state is. I mean, we've got to be up there, if not number one, number two or number three, as far as importance in this election cycle. Would you agree?
You're right, Caleb. There are three states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The closest one in election 2016 was Michigan. President Trump won it by 12,000. I remember it well. I was on the set of NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie and Chuck Todd and Tom Brokaw and James Carville. And I really just could not believe when they called Michigan for Donald Trump. Because, you know, I'm a Buckeye, and I've known Michigan for years. We have our jokes. But I went to law school there. I know Michigan. I know Detroit. And I just couldn't believe it went for President Trump. And it reflects, I think, a realignment in American politics where ordinary working people are fed up with the Democratic Party. They're not particularly conservative Republicans like me, but they like Trump. They like his emotional cheerleading aspect. They just resonate with him. And I think Michigan will be in play again for one big. I know the polls show that Donald Trump is losing to Joe Biden up there. I don't believe a single poll. I don't think people are blunt about their political opinions anymore. You and I are outliers. People don't want the hassle. They don't want to argue with mom and dad or with the brothers and sisters or the nephews and the nieces. So they just shut up and they vote for Trump.
Speaking of 2020, and this is a quote that you said on your show last week, that Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the biggest threat to the GOP. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, I think I believe in David Axelrod, the Democratic consultant who masterminded President Obama's two election victories. His rule is that if you can beat an incumbent, you only beat an incumbent with the emotional opposite. Forget policies; people don't really they like style. The most opposite candidate to President Trump is Pete Buttigieg. Very cool, very cerebral, speaks eight languages. Of course, a gay married man. I don't think that matters much in 2020, but just the complete opposite in a conversation from President Trump. And I think on a debate stage, if President Trump agrees to a debate, and there's a question in my mind whether he will. President Nixon didn't debate in 1972. It's not written in stone. It's not part of the law. If he does, that will be the starkest contrast. I think the president would love for them to nominate Elizabeth Warren. I think he knows he's got her number. He lives in her head rent-free. I think he can beat Biden. I'm sure he can beat almost anyone except Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg, because they're so different from him. And different does sometimes cause upset.
Well, I am intrigued by Mayor Pete here, Hugh. And I have to say, being a Midwesterner, it's hard not to root for someone from the Midwest. I think many times we are lacking in representation. We talk about the East Coast and the West Coast, but man, it'd be nice to have a president from the Midwest. I got to say,
there's a lot to that. When I had Mayor Pete on as a guest on my show a couple weeks back, I told him that he did have my same DNA. I'm from Warren, Ohio, which is a post-industrial town that has gone from 75,000 people to 40,000 people. And Lordstown just closed. Just closed Lordstown. And all the steel mills are closed, and they're dealing with a post-industrial economy. Same thing has happened to South Bend. He talked about South Bend Box Company shutting down. Well, that's like Halsey Taylor shutting down in Warren. There wasn't a drinking fountain in America that I wouldn't go to that I'd see my hometown on, because Halsey Taylor made all the drinking fountains. Mm-hmm. It's gone now. And South Bend Box Company is gone now. He used to open up a box and all this. So he has that Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Western Pennsylvania, Wisconsin experience of deindustrialization and international trade not being great for our hometowns. And I think that really resonates with people who still know how difficult. People talk about the wonders of international growth. It's true, but you tell me in the Blue Water area, have you seen any big new plants open up there? Google went to Ann Arbor. I got to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Blue Water.
Here and there, a lot of small stuff. We want to do a lot of automotive suppliers and that sort of thing. But, I mean, when you look just down the road here, GM plants in the Detroit area closing up. So, yeah, we hear you. We hear you here.
Can you not believe that? Yeah, I always say Warren is great, but Ashtabula is better. It's on the lake. And I always like Ann Arbor, but Port Huron is on the lake.
Yeah.
Living
yeah.
on water is like the greatest luxury of an advanced society. And these Great Lakes, with 80% of the surface water in the United States, will never have a drought. They have wonderful seasons. They're terrific places to live. And Google was smart. And I really thought Amazon was going to go to Columbus. I really did. They're coming to Northern Virginia instead, which has some of the problems that most elite coastal cities have. But someday someone's going to wake up that all the infrastructure you need in the world and a cost of living you can afford is in Port Huron and Warren and Ashtabula and South Bend, and they're going to move high tech there.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And we need to get ready for that, because Like you said, the water is just fantastic, and we've got a great business atmosphere here in Michigan. We do. And actually, we have too much water at the moment. Speaking of water, we have some flooding concerns around the Great Lakes because they're so high. But yeah, it would be great to see some more investment here in Michigan. And that's actually what we're trying to do, is market ourselves to other people and say, hey, you can come here, you can live on the water, and you can live in a decent community and a decent climate, make a good living here. So,
Caleb, has the summer season continued to be what it is in, say, Put-In Bay or Ashtabula or Geneva on the lake, where the summer populations, well, I used to go to my grandpa's house up on Lake Erie at Saybrook at Billow Beach every summer for a few weeks, and it died when the lake died, and it's come back since the lake came back. That's Lake Erie, not yours, but what do you think?
Well,
is it back?
Yeah, I mean, we're growing. We have quite a few developments are coming up as far as hotels and tourism and that sort of thing. But we've always had a great cottaging culture here. And then as you work your way up along the thumb, if you will, there's a lot of cottages and a lot of vacation homes. So this is really where people from the from the Metro Detroit area spend a good chunk of their summertime, is up on our lake.
Yeah, the cottage stuff, I just don't think the rest of the country understands how much Midwesterners love the Midwest.
Yeah.
And they really resent coastal elites telling them how to live their lives, and that they are not, their voices are not the equal of the voices that exist in New York, D.C., L.A., and Silicon Valley.
And if you come here, Hugh, you're always welcome to come check out Port Huron. We'll show you some of that Midwestern hospitality that you're describing.
Oh, I would absolutely love to broadcast from Blue Water Radio, WPHM. I will come up there and do that sometime. I would absolutely love that.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll arrange something, Hugh. Thank you so much. We appreciate listening to your show, and we appreciate the candidate interviews, by the way. Just got to say, there's not a lot of radio talk show hosts, and you're a conservative radio talk show host, but there's not a lot who will get on Democratic candidates for president. So
I'll talk to everyone. I'm courteous to everyone because I believe old-fashioned rules apply. That's another Midwestern thing, right? You're decent to people and courteous to everyone.
Absolutely.
That's in our bones, right?
Yeah.
The nuns beat that into me. I mean, that goes way back.
Hugh Hewitt, host of the Hugh Hewitt Show here on WPHM, coming up in just a few minutes, 10 o'clock, in fact. So stay tuned for that. And he'll have Mitch McConnell on this morning. So that would be awesome. Thank you so
Caleb.
Much for your time, Hugh.
My pleasure. Thank you for hosting me.